This episode of Wake Up Call to air on 3/6 and 3/7 of 2021.
Wake up, Coastal Carolina. Wake up. This is your CCTA Wake Up Call.
Produced by the Coastal Carolina Taxpayers Association, a nonprofit, nonpartisan organization dedicated to the preservation of the U.S. Constitution, free enterprise, and individual liberty.
Hello, Coastal Carolina, and welcome to CCTA Wake Up Call. I'm your host, Rick Hopkins. Thank you for tuning in. CCTA, for those of you that may be tuning in for the first time, is Coastal Carolina Taxpayers Association. We're a nonprofit, nonpartisan, grassroots, conservative organization that, we advocate for your freedom, your rights. Adherence to the Constitution, watchdog over the elected officials, trying to hold them accountable. We do our best to talk with our legislators and affect legislation, giving them suggestions and helping them to come up with right solutions. Sometimes we're effective, sometimes we're not. But anyway, we give it a try. We just recently went to the North Carolina Legislative Building and spent the day going from office to office and giving out a list of our concerns and what our priorities were that we'd like to see them to address in the upcoming session. I tell you that because, this time we had 18 people go. We carpooled. And we're going to be doing that more in the future. And folks, numbers matter. The more people we can get to go, the more effect we have, the more attention we gain. They set us in the gallery and recognized us while we were there. We've been doing it for years. So CCTA has built up name recognition across the state and with the legislators. They know who we are. They know where we're from. And they know when we come.
And even the receptionist at the front desk said, welcome back.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, well, tonight we got Bob and Mary Griswold with us.
Hello.
Hello.
And, of course, Mary is Right Wing Granny at rightwinggranny.com, conservative blog. We've got Pete Benton with us.
Good evening.
How are you doing,
Glad
Pete?
Glad to be here, Rick. Always a pleasure.
Good. Good to have you with us. And we've got Hal and Rainer James.
Hello there.
Hey.
And, of course, Rainer is our Legislative Action Committee Chairman. She organizes the trips to Raleigh or Washington or Seattle or where are we going?
We need to go back to Raleigh really soon.
Yeah. Okay. Hey, I hope you go ahead and get that out for us. We'll post it on our website, cctaxpayers.com. You'll be able to go there, as well as if you're on our mailing list, you'll get a email notifying you of it.
Yeah, I'm happy to do that, and I'd love for that list to grow. On April the 6th, the Conservative Coalition of North Carolina has asked a bunch of groups all around the state to go in support of things that are generally like the sorts of things that we took before.
All right.
I'd like us to join in that effort. And it number one, I strongly approve of what they're doing, and I think all CCTA members will. And the second thing is the flip side of that coin is there will be times that we're doing something and we would like to invite them to join us. I think we, by working cooperatively, we build strength.
Absolutely, I agree.
And before that, perhaps, Keith Kidwell has two bills that are in the have been filed this month already. One is constitutional carry. The second one is Second Amendment preservation, and it is they're both great bills. The Second Amendment one was only 3 pages long. It reads beautifully. The longer one, the constitutional carry, is 8 full pages and part of a ninth. They have both been sent to the House Judiciary 3 Standing Committee. If it's approved, they are passed out, it will go to the Rules and, the Rules Committee. It's a longer name than that. Rules Calendar and Operation of the House. When the Judiciary 3 typically meets on Wednesdays at 11 a.m. They don't, I've gotten on the list to receive the notices from that committee of their meetings and what's going to be in front of them. They don't give you very much of a heads up. So I'd like our members, people who are interested in going with us, to be aware that we might suddenly be asked to jump in the car and go one Wednesday morning soon. But I won't have much advance notice of when that's coming up, so I can't share it out.
Okay. Well, that's a lot of information about the upcoming stuff, and we'll keep you posted on that. Finishing the introductions, we have Doug Gould with us.
Hello. Glad to be here.
Doug is mainly cybersecurity is the reason Doug is here. He's an expert in that and a whole lot of other things. Okay, well, we've had a very interesting week this past week, and it's hard to keep up with what's going on a daily basis. There's just so much, and social media has gone crazy now because you don't just have a Facebook account and a Twitter account anymore. You've had to get away from them, and now there's Telegram and Signal and Rumble and, a half a dozen other ones. So tons of people are moving. You're trying to keep up with it. You're getting stuff from everywhere. I had to silence all of them on my phone because it was just going off all day long. And again, there's so much going on out there. It's very difficult to keep up with it. But today they were having some hearings about the January 6th event in Washington, D.C., and I am amazed at how incompetent our FBI is.
They haven't come for you yet, you mean?
No. They haven't, but they haven't recognized any Antifa there either.
Yeah.
According to Ray, the director of the FBI, they can't find any significant evidence that Antifa was there.
That John Sullivan was prancing all over TV.
Absolutely. And One American News, I can't remember the reporter's name, he said, it took a five-second Google search, and they found all this evidence of the Antifa that were there and the videos of John Sullivan.
But see, they're looking over in another place because the light's better in that other place, so it's better to look where Antifa isn't.
Right.
The FBI arrested John Sullivan. He has been arrested. His connection to Antifa was known. He was there specifically to agitate things, and he has a social media account under the name of Jaden X, which he pretends to be a Trump supporter with the purpose of creating agitation. So either Ray did not know that Sullivan was arrested, which is highly unlikely, or Ray was lying through his teeth.
Yep.
I suspect it was the latter.
Having been in the intelligence community, I'm just going to call Ray out for what he is. He's a liar. Period. End of story. Has no business in government, no business in law enforcement. He needs to be removed.
Now that President Trump has been mentioned, I'd like to add that he did such a wonderful job down at the CPAC, and it was all over One American News for several days. He really sparked our energy again, the people who support him.
Right. And again, on One American News, when they were talking about this Christopher Wray and the reports on January the 6th, they showed video of a group of Antifa hiding under a tree in their all-black outfits, changing into Trump shirts and MAGA hats, and to appear to be Trump supporters as they went into the Capitol. And if you've watched the videos of what went on in the Capitol, there was one guy there. He had several hats, and he'd go around the corner and switch hats. One's a MAGA hat, now he's something else. And I'm not a trained professional in law enforcement or criminology, but daggone, my lying eyes tell me.
You're not a blooming idiot either.
Right. I could see what was going on that video. Well, we need to take a break to hear from our sponsors, and we'll come back and finish this up.
Torque Transmission and Automotive Repair is the transmission physician in the New Bern area. If you're experiencing transmission problems, call Charles Grover at 252-637-2399 or stop by the shop on 17 South in New Bern. Torque can install a new or reconditioned transmission, or they can rebuild your transmission if that's what you prefer. See Torque for a variety of minor automotive repairs like brakes, tune-ups, and water pump. You can count on Torque Transmission and Automotive Repair.
For news, commentary, and a different perspective, check out RightWingGranny.com. Hey, Granny's got it going on. See for yourself. Go to RightWingGranny.com.
The God and Country Christian Alliance has a simple mission, but it is a profound one. They want to inform and educate the public on issues of moral and political concern. They want to restore the Judeo-Christian values upon which this nation was founded to all levels of government. And they want to encourage and activate pro-family voters. Simple, but not easy. The God and Country Christian Alliance meets the third Monday of every month at Moore's Barbecue on MLK in New Bern. Meetings begin promptly at 7 p.m. and end by 8:30. To enjoy dinner with the group before the meeting, arrive between 6 and 6:30. Both the food and the company are good. Meetings include speakers and discussion, and their annual banquets are legendary. Join them on the third Monday of each month for a refreshingly candid view of the world and our place in it.
Just who are these people doing this CCTA program? They're people like you, a photographer, someone that ran their own business, someone retired from the military, just people in the community that love this country and have a desire to do their part to lower taxes and shrink government, to protect individual liberty, and to preserve the U.S. Constitution and free enterprise system. We welcome you to come out to a meeting. If you like what you see and hear, there's a place where you can contribute to the cause. To learn more, go to cctaxpayers.com. That's cctaxpayers.com. The group meets every third Tuesday at Stanley Hall Ballroom in downtown New Bern to enjoy a fantastic speaker and report on CCTA activity since the last meeting. If you've been disappointed with rising taxes and government intrusion, don't just complain. Join Coastal Carolina Taxpayers Association and make your voice heard.
Welcome back to CCTA Wake Up Call. Well, let's see what else has been going on. Texas has opened up the whole state now. I don't remember how many states it is that have fully opened up, but you have a number of them that were never fully closed down. Florida never really closed down completely. South Dakota, they didn't do any restrictions, no mandates on masks, no closings or anything. And if you heard her speak at CPAC, she's on the road to being president somewhere.
Yes.
Yes.
There was a lot of people already commenting that that they'd vote for her for president.
You're talking about Kristi Noem?
Yep.
Yes.
Yeah. Kristi Noem.
Common sense.
Governor of
Spades.
Yes.
Yep. Governor of South Carolina. South Dakota. Yeah. Common sense. that reminds me. I saw a video on YouTube just this afternoon before I came in here. And this woman's going into a store, and the woman at the door says, ma'am, you need your mask. And she turns around and comes back. She says, oh, I'm sorry. And she pulls a card out and says, I have a medical condition. And the girl says, what's your condition? She said, well, you're not supposed to ask me that, but I have a rare case of CS. She says, well, I've never heard of CS. What is it? She said, common sense. Have a good day. And walk.
I saw that coming.
There was a store also that said, if you would like to shop in this store, remove your mask. For the safety of our employees, we want to see your face.
Yep.
Yep. I've seen a gun store in Moorhead that has that very sign.
Well, nice. A lot of people are starting, you know, to wake up, and it's shows like this and other conservative media talk shows out there, alternative news media that are spreading the facts and telling the truth. And people are starting to see that, you know, They've been lied to, deceived. The masks aren't really working. They're not doing the job. There's plenty of scientific evidence, not just people, talk show hosts, the scientists. You know, scientists are just like doctors and lawyers. They all have different opinions. So which science do you want to listen to? You know, the science that is continually flip-flopping back and forth like Fauci is, and, you know, telling you one thing this time and something else entirely different the next time, or do you want to listen to some alternative ones that are consistent in the facts that they deliver?
Thanks, Rick. I go back to Abraham Lincoln in the 1860s when he made the prophetic statement. He said, you can fool all of the people some of the time, some of the people all of the time, but you can't fool all of the people all of the time. And I think there is a major awakening in America, and people are starting to stand up and question their government because they know our government is not representative of our needs, wants, and desires. When you read the preamble in the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, it is the rule by consent of the people. The people are sovereign. They receive their rights from God through natural law. Government is always there to serve the people.
Right. Government, you know, something that came to me last night that I thought was very revealing that I should have thought of before. One of the biggest problems with people nowadays is they're looking for a government solution to a government problem. Yeah. Folks, that ain't going to happen.
One of the things that I wanted to mention, actually 2 points I wanted to make, you mentioned masks. So for anyone who cares, Executive Order 169 is the original order that required masks. And there have been a number that modified that executive order, but subparagraph 2.4A has not been altered. And it explicitly states that if you have a medical condition, you are not required to wear a mask. You are exempt from that mask order. Further, it states that they will use the honor system in determining whether somebody has an issue. So that's one point. And the second one was, you know, Governor Kim Jong-roy, as I like to call him, viciously created that executive order and then went around and told the Secretary of State to go fine and shut down companies that let people without masks in.
Right.
So he's, in one hand, he's saying, here's an exemption. In another hand, he's telling his enforcement people to ignore the exemption that he created.
Right. Well, that's typical Cooper.
It is.
Well, Rick, you mentioned things that have happened recently that's very interesting. And we said something about this. Pete said something about the sovereignty of the individual. Well, I think the sovereignty of the state needs to be recognized, too. And I'm really glad that the Supreme Court decided to hear the case of Arizona's irregularities in the election. And I think that might be very revealing.
Yep, I agree with you 100%. Rainer?
Mary was talking earlier off air about something that sort of illustrates that maybe our government is trying to beef up the COVID dem panic, whatever we've got going on, artificially. You want to tell us
about
that?
There was a group of illegal aliens. You're not supposed to use that term, but that's what they are.
That's the proper term.
That came into Texas, and they tested them for COVID. I don't know exactly how many there were, but 128 or so tested positive for COVID. And they gave them their tickets to the destination where they were going and said, it would probably be a good idea for you to quarantine, but here's your ticket.
Yeah.
And if you wanted to seed an epidemic in the United States, that's how you would do it. And again, the only logical reason that the government would want to seed an epidemic is because they've realized how much power this epidemic has given them.
Yeah, and you point out a good thing. Don't tell me I need to wear a mask to protect you when you have no problem letting these people come in across the border.
Yes.
Not knowing what they have. The only thing you're interested in is getting them over here to get their vote, to create another voting bloc. You're not concerned with what diseases they're bringing or anything else. You know, and some of them are bringing kids that aren't even their kids. They rent them, they buy them, they kidnap them, whatever.
Some kids are arriving unaccompanied.
There's a tremendous amount of trafficking that goes on. But what this is about two very powerful groups in our country. One is the Chamber of Commerce, who realizes that this brings in cheap labor, and corporations like cheap labor. The other, our wonderful friends in the tech world, the Biden administration has altered the immigration rules to allow for more high-tech professionals to come in when Americans don't have jobs. But the high-tech professionals from other companies work cheaper. They don't expect the wages that Americans earn. So the donations from the Chamber of Commerce and the high-tech industry have paid off. And I do want to say that those donations did not just go to the Democrat Party. They went to the Republican Party, too.
All right.
Back a few years ago when we were dealing with Common Core, we had found that there was a situation where the Chamber of Commerce was attempting to get schools to teach people how to work on aircraft. And they were, the public school was going to do specific work on aircraft refurb or whatever else, because the aircraft refurb plant needed trained people. They weren't going to train them themselves. They wanted the public school to train them. I don't know if you remember that at some of the hearings on Common Core.
Yeah, I do.
Do it on the public dollar.
All right. Guys, you were talking about the immigrants coming in. What about the van?
That was terrible, horrible.
How many were packed in that van?
They came in through a hole in the wall that would have been completed had they continued the work on the wall. And all we're doing by not finishing that wall is empowering the coyotes and the cartels. And the coyotes are not the four-legged animals.
All right. Well, I don't know. They might be animals.
But. Weren't there 30-some people packed into that one van? Is that what you're talking
23,
about?
23 people.
I thought it was 25, whatever.
Whatever.
It was
a large number of people. And weren't a number of them killed?
Yeah, at least 15. They weren't wearing seatbelts. Well, it's hard to wear seatbelts when you've got 25 people in a van.
Right. They had removed all the rear seats. It was just wide open space, and they packed them in there until they couldn't.
Again, they were making money.
Yeah, well, and that didn't just start. This incident isn't the first one. They've been bringing them in, smuggling them in like that for years. I think everybody out there wants to be compassionate. If you're a God-fearing Christian, you know, the first thing you need to do is love your fellow man and show compassion for him. And I think we're all here agree with that. But are you really being compassionate when you're luring people into that type of a trap, an environment, when you're advertising, come here and we'll give you free stuff? You're baiting them, just like you're baiting an animal to come into a trap. And that's what's happening here. And, you know, when Trump built the wall, it was to help to stop that stuff and to protect those people. They can come in, but they need to follow the process and do it legally. You know, we brought millions of people in through Ellis Island, and they were screened for disease. They were screened to find out if they were physically capable of supporting themselves. It worked for all those years. It worked. And now we've thrown all the rules away, and it's just get them down here, because if we give them enough, they'll vote for us.
It's called globalism.
Yeah.
And charity begins at home, Rick. We look after our own people first, then to the extent that we can, we help others. If you try put us in overload, no one benefits.
Right.
So this was an intentional accident, I want to point out, and it goes to why illegal immigration is harmful, and the coyotes and the people bringing them in will do anything to avoid getting caught. My understanding is that they swerved to avoid a video camera where the packed van would have been observed carrying 25, 27 people in it, and it was that swerve that put them in front of a semi that killed, you know, those people.
Thank you, Rick. Excellent point, Doug. I want to quote Ronald Reagan, what he said many, many decades ago. He said something to the effect of, quote, as the power of government expands, so do the rights of the individual contract. And I briefly want to kind of talk a little bit about, if I may have a moment or two, there's a great book written in 2013 by Mark R. Levin, The Liberty Amendments. And here's what he said, what I find so prophetic. The biggest problem today is government has overreached its authority and power and intruded into the rights of the individual. I undertook this project not because I believe the Constitution as originally structured is outdated and outmoded, thereby requiring modernization through amendments, but because of the opposite, that is, the necessity and the urgency of restoring constitutional republicanism and preserving the civil society from the growing authoritarianism of a federal leviathan. Something interesting here, and we all know that government is basically broken. It's dysfunctional, it's not meeting the needs of the people, and its intended purposes by our founding fathers. An amendment to establish term limits for members of Congress, their greatest fear. Section 1, no person may serve more than 12 years as a member of the Congress, whether such service is exclusively in the House or Senate or combined in both houses. Section 2, upon ratification of this article, any incumbent member of Congress who exceeds a 12-year limit shall complete the current term, but therefore will be ineligible for further service as member of the Congress. Number 3, the amendment to restore the Senate. The Senate 1, the 17th Amendment is hereby repealed. All senators shall be chosen by the state legislators prescribed by the Article 1.
Yes.
This amendment shall be not so construed as to affect any term of the senator chosen before it becomes valid as part of the Constitution. All right, another interesting one in dealing with the Supreme Court and the cronyism and the things that go on there. An amendment to establish term limits for Supreme Court justices and supermajority legislative override. No person shall serve as Chief Justice or Associate Justice of the Supreme Court for more than a combined total of 12 years. Immediately upon ratification of this amendment, Congress will organize the justice of the Supreme Court as equally as possible into three classes, with a justice assigned to each class in reverse seniority, with the most senior person in the earliest classes.
Pete, I'm afraid I strongly disagree with much of that, all of it that has to do with term limits. For this reason, we actually have four branches of government. We have the legislative, executive, and judicial, which we all recognize as the three, but we have something over here kicking that is absolutely horrible. You talked about a leviathan. The unelected, massive bureaucracy.
Yes.
Is the fourth branch of government. I despise it. It's the deep state. And if you have term limits for the people we elect, it freezes the door for our being able to elect somebody who's behaving themselves beyond a certain amount, and it makes those bureaucrats stronger. It's horrible. Mark Levin, I love him, and some of his ideas are great. Those two are nasty.
Yeah, I've witnessed a lot of that when I was working at the Pentagon. Actual members of the Army would come and go from our engineer division there. We usually served 2-year terms. Sometimes we stayed 3 or 4. But the people who had been there, the civilians, the GS-15, people like that, they stay there forever. And they actually run a show. By the time you learn what the heck is going on, it's time for you to take another tour, a different place. So I agree with Rainer. I'm not a great fan of term limits, either at the state level or the national level.
Well, I'm not either, really. It's a tough situation.
Sure.
We already have term limits. They're elections.
Yeah, absolutely.
But the problem is, we're not using that. We're not exercising that right.
We're not using good citizenship practices.
When you see representatives have been in office for 20, 30 years plus,
and aren't doing what they're supposed to be doing.
They're not performing. They're not doing anything of good. They're just getting richer and richer and richer and richer. We've got nobody to blame but ourselves because we didn't exercise our term limits. Mm-hmm. Our term limits are in the polls. Now, with that being said, the polls are now corrupted to the point that...
That's job one, is fixing them so that we have election integrity again.
Absolutely.
Which we flat out do not have now.
Absolutely. I agree with that. We're going to take a break to hear from our sponsors. We'll come back and talk some more about that.
At Professional Auto Service, keeping vehicles in top form and running well isn't just their business. It's the passion of folks who work there. If baling wire and duct tape is good enough, don't go near them. But if you take pride in your vehicle and reliability is important, go to 2215 Country Club Road in New Bern and let Professional Auto take care of your vehicle. You'll be pleased. That's Professional Auto Service, Country Club Road, New Bern.
Moore's Old Time Barbecue is slow cooked and smoked over hickory in the tradition established by Tommy and David Moore's parents over 70 years ago. Moore's also serves fried chicken, cooked order seafood, and homemade side dishes. Open 7 days a week at our three locations in New Bern, Winterville, and Moorhead City. We also cater and deliver to your home, workplace, church, or school, anywhere you want your truly traditional barbecue and fixings delivered. And remember, if it's not Moore's, it's less.
Would you like to improve your overall health without the use of prescription drugs? Is stress causing you health concerns? Do you want more energy? We hope that you would like to experience optimum health the rest of your life. We offer a free nutritional consultation to the listeners of this radio program. Call the office of Gladys Sussell, wellness educator and nutritional consultant, at 252-728-2118 to make an appointment to start your journey to optimum health.
County Compass is a rapidly growing, free, weekly newspaper throughout eastern North Carolina. At the County Compass, we believe small business is the future of our great nation. Many small business owners have discovered that an ad in the County Compass each week is the most effective, the most affordable way to reach thousands of readers from all walks of life. At the County Compass, we focus entirely on local and regional news. Coverage of important issues that directly affect your life. At the County Compass, we love our readers and we love our advertisers. This Thursday and every Thursday at more than 750 distribution points throughout eastern North Carolina, pick up your free copy of the County Compass newspaper.
Since 1952, the North Carolina Fisheries Association has been working to ensure access for fishermen and consumers to enjoy fresh local seafood. The North Carolina Fisheries Association is for fair, science-based fisheries management for commercial and recreational fishermen. If you agree with this philosophy, become a member. For more information, log on to ncfish.org. For fresh North Carolina seafood, there's no better place than B&J Seafood, Highway 70 East in New Bern. For news, commentary, and a different perspective, check out rightwinggranny.com. Hey, Granny's got it going on. See for yourself. Go to rightwinggranny.com.
Welcome back to CCTA Wake Up Call. Well, we've been talking about term limits, and, you know, like my belief is we have all the term limits we need if we just exercise that right and do it efficiently and effectively. But, you know, there's a lot of other moves going on. There's people want to do changes to the Constitution through Article 5 Convention, Convention of the States. I'm not sure that's a safe practice either because you're depending on other people. Once they get in there, they can change anything they want to. And they've already proven even people we thought we could trust with our lives have shown here in the last couple of months that they can't be trusted at all because they stabbed Trump in the back, you know. So who can you trust that you want to send to a convention of the states like that and expect to get the results you asked for?
Well, Rick, I wanted to make a remark about what we were talking about just earlier where we were talking about term limits and the fact there is kind of a problem with the incumbents being there so long and gain more and more power, and a lot of them get very wealthy. But there was, I can think of one exception. That was Walter Jones. Walter Jones never got rich. He stayed there. His father had been there before him, and they both stayed there many, many years. And I got known, pretty well known among some veterans here, that had a pretty good relationship with Walter Jones, and they would call me with their problems, and invariably he would listen to them and take action and get them fixed. So I think it was attention to the needs of his constituents that kept him in office. I really do.
Yep.
Well, Walter's family, my family, go back 60 years. His father, my father, were the dearest of friends, and I absolutely concur. Walter was motivated by a higher calling to a greater social good, and that was to serve God and the people. There's the distinction. And he also served in the National Guard, and his grandfather served in the Army during World War I.
No wonder he was so sympathetic to the military.
Yeah, he did. I mean, there were many occasions where he would call my office at Seymour Johnson Air Force Base. His people would, and I would help them with, issues dealing with the veterans. Walter was an exception to the rule. Uh-huh. And I dare say if you take him back 244 years, he would have been the first person to sign the United States Constitution and the Declaration. Walter would have signed it. He was a man of faith, he was a man of conviction, and he was a patriot. But he was also a Southern gentleman.
He really was, and I don't know, he just was such a good, kind person with people. Mm-hmm. Now, he would have some of these dinners and things like that, and it may be $2,000 to attend, and he'd always send Rainer and I an invitation with complimentary over. And we went to a number of them, too. So,
right. Well, I want to get back.
We also recorded some radio shows up there, Rick.
Yeah, we did. We went to his office and did that. I want to get back to what we were talking about with all this election fraud and the amendments to the Constitution, term limits. All of that goes hand in hand. And, you know, folks, stop and think about it. Look at your history. Study it. Our founding fathers gave us all we need. If we would just follow the Constitution, we could take care of all these problems. But that's not happening anymore. Even our Supreme Court justices are not following the Constitution. The majority of our elected officials have no idea what the Constitution is about, much less what's in it. They may have looked at the cover of one, but, if you were to quiz them on it, I guarantee you they'd fail miserably. The other thing is, look at where our founding fathers got their drive from. It was from their faith.
Yes.
Their faith in God and the fact that they left a tyrant and came here and established a free country based on God-given rights. And they tried things, they tried the socialism thing there in Jamestown, that failed, and they learned, that, hey, give a man property, make him responsible for that property, let him do what he wants to with his own property, and he'll become productive and self-sufficient. And, this country just took off, and it was the best thing that ever happened to the world.
So you brought up Constitution, and it is a great document. It has survived a long time, but there are some deficiencies in the document. So, for example, when it comes to elections, our founding fathers never contemplated that we would have an internet and instant polling and exit polling, and you'd know in the same night the election was conducted, and they never, therefore, considered what to do if there were massive election fraud. Consider for a moment that the Supreme Court rules and they look at the evidence and they decide, oh, gee, the election was massively fraudulent. Or let's say they decide that it wasn't. I mean, you're going to disenfranchise half of the country no matter which one you decide. And then what's the remedy? I mean, we looked at Michigan and at the forensic results of the Dominion voting machines in Michigan. We know with 100% certainty that a felony intrusion into those machines occurred. The machines were broken into. It's been proven under a court-ordered forensic exam. We know that data was deleted. We don't know what data was deleted because they also deleted the log files. So we know that the result is fraudulent, but we don't know which way it would have gone. And likewise with other systems, that's the same problem. So the Supreme Court's left with a quagmire. What do they do about that? And the Constitution makes no provision for that.
Right.
So
we don't agree with that.
Pardon? Go ahead.
All right. No, the Constitution does make provision for changes in circumstances because we can have amendments to the Constitution, and there are two ways it can be amended.
Fair.
So in that regard, I think they were very wise to plan for anything that might come in the future that they hadn't foreseen.
Right. You both make good points. I would just say, going back to the way I was looking at it, it all depends on having a moral electorate. Okay? If people would follow the laws and the rules the way the Constitution laid them out, they weren't laws, but, if they would do that, let's have one day for elections. Well, the population's bigger, so let's expand it a little bit. Maybe we'll do 5 days, okay? No write-in ballots. You've got the absentee ballot process, which worked really good when it was only for people that were legitimately unable to come to the polls and vote.
And there were safeguards, right, like signatures and so on.
So, you know, if you followed the rules that had been in place for years and years, but see, they're constantly wanting to change and modify the way we do things to accommodate more and more fraudulent voters, because, you know, I have yet to see the proof of all the people that are being disenfranchised. Where are they?
Yeah.
Where are they? For example, the voter ID thing. We voted one time with voter ID here in North Carolina after we the people passed a constitutional amendment to allow it. We did one primary using driver's license scans before the federal judge put the clamps on it and said, no, we can't use
that. And the number of minority votes went up over the prior
election. Of minority votes went up, and where were all the court cases of people that were disenfranchised because they were required to have a license or an ID to vote? There were none. There were none. So if you got good sense, if you use that CS, that common sense, and look at what's going on, folks, it's deception, it's lies, it's deceit, it's fraud. That's what's going on. And it can be corrected, but it takes morality to do it.
I've got a suggestion for what to do if the Supreme Court finds that there was the fraud that Doug was talking about. If it's on a massive scale enough that if it flipped either way, it could change the outcome of the election, then we need to have an election redo with the safeguards in place of not using the machines, using paper ballots. Let each state legislature do their best to clean up their elections and do a redo.
And you can add another step to that. Go ahead and do the investigation legitimately. Hold hearings and trials. And anybody that was found guilty of participating in election fraud to swing the election, 20-year minimum sentence.
Sounds really good to me.
That'll put the dampers on the next election.
Yeah.
Thanks, Rick. Well said. I'd just like to share this from an historical perspective, and I go back in history. And many of the men who signed the Declaration of Independence were actually patriots. They served during the Revolutionary War, George Washington in particular. And I can think of many, many others. But I recall a great saying by President John Adams. Do you remember what he said? Talking about men who we should elect to public office. Pick godly men who love their country and are willing to serve, willing to be servants of the people.
Right.
That's what we need to look for. We need to vet these individuals. We need to get educated about them. We need to go look at their voting records as a city councilman or a state representative. And we need to talk to people about them. And I think that's where you start. We've really got to make a concerted effort to pick men and women who believe in God and love this country, but have a servant's heart.
You're absolutely right, Pete, but here's where the rub comes. In today's America, you don't have the majority of the people following God.
True.
Okay. We've got this enough country following God that if we sought them out and recruited them to represent us, we'd be in Fat City.
Right. But this country has gotten away from the godly grounds and morals that it was built on. Okay. You can lay a lot of that in the pulpit. And organized religion is a lot of the problem, because it's religion. It's not worshiping God. It's not recognizing Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior, and it's not serving in a godly manner. A lot of people are spending too much time with what's good for their church instead of what God wants them to be doing. And I've witnessed it so many places, so many times, building the church and the physical church, the building, the carpet, the paint, the, you know, what we can, you know, how big can we get? How much can we grow it? But are they doing the work that God wants them to be doing? Are they going out being the type of person that could be elected into office and uphold those godly principles, or if they got a lot of skeletons in their closet, you know. I guess what I'm trying to say, we need to turn this country back. We need a revival. We need a renaissance. A renewal of the spirit. People just start saying, no, that's wrong. That's immoral. We can't do it that way anymore. Yeah. But no, you got mainstream media guiding them, and they're following like lemons getting ready to go over the cliff there. Not lemons like you put in lemonade. Lemmings. or they're just like sheep being herded where they want them to go, and they're not doing what they need to be doing.
With respect to the fraud that we've seen from mainstream media, it was Mark Twain who said, "It's easier to fool the people than it is to convince them that they've been fooled."
Right. And we've talked many times about the Mockingbird media. And if you haven't looked it up yet, you look up the Mockingbird Project. It was a CIA project. Yeah. And, you know, if you need more proof that you're being deceived, lied to, and manipulated than that, then I don't know what to tell you, folks. We've talked about getting off of mainstream media. They are 100% responsible for a lot of what's happened in this country, for where we're at today. And you keep tuning into them. You keep just being gullible and buying their narrative.
There's a beautiful saying that stands the test of time. It says, "A man who has no faith has no country."
All right.
Yeah, I wanted to mention briefly that our recent guest, I think it was at the last meeting that we had, public meeting, Tom Kakadalis, was working very hard toward that end to try to get the churches more active, or the congregations more active in politics to get America back to where it ought to be. I have one more quick comment. I want to apologize to Doug for getting excited and interrupting him.
I wanted to point out that I feel like more and more people are going to alternative media for information, more reliable information. And you, Rick, have posted something on our webpage, cctaxpayers.com, that has links directly to a number of them. And it's something that we encourage people to do.
You know, Doug, I think you had mentioned this, that Harvard, you know, you used to have a business plan, a five-year plan of how something was going to go, and then that was reduced to a yearly plan, and what now it's a monthly plan, according to Harvard.
Yep.
That we now are a country of instant gratification. And by the way, everybody's mad if you have to wait 20 seconds to get a response back out from the internet. I mean, and to get a fully written out script. Now, that script may be 100% wrong, but if I get it back, I'm happy, and I will believe whatever I got in 20 seconds. And we need to have people go back to investigating what they've got, take the long-term look at it, and just really do some real soul-searching. Is that real? Will that last for 5 years, or am I lining somebody's pocket?
Well, no, that's a great point, because the Constitution says that the states will nominate electors, and those electors will report to the Congress, and the Congress will determine the presidency on January 6th. That is what the Constitution says. And who tells us who won the election today? The Associated Press. Where the hell is the Associated Press in the Constitution? They're not. And folks, how many times have you heard definitively who the president was the next day? How many times in the last 15 years, 20 years, have you heard in 3 or 4 days who the president was? It's not very often. And this instant gratification, I want it now, is really harming us. It's harming us all because we don't take a second look. We don't think about what we hear. We cheer for stuff that we know 5% of the information about because it came from our favorite pundit or our favorite liberal or conservative station. And guys, that's the way to turn this country over to somebody else. That's the way to lose your liberty and to lose your freedoms. We got to stop that. And it's this I want it now attitude that we all need to change.
Right. And I don't care if it's right. I just want it now.
And folks, Bob's got a good point, you know, about have you done your research and investigating? We've talked about that a lot. You know, don't leave it up to the Facebook fact checkers to tell you what's right and wrong.
And don't leave it up to us either.
Right. Yeah. Do it yourself. Go out there and do your own due diligence. It's out there. If you'll look for it, you'll find it. You know, let's get back to the voter fraud issue and all. All the things that are going on to skew the vote one way or the other, all the effort that's put into it. There's a thing came out today that the U.S. Census Bureau has postponed release of redistricting data. Now, why would they do that?
They don't like it.
There. How much effort is put into all of this redistricting, depending on the power or the party that's in power, and they're in there trying to get it in their favor, and then when it flip-flops and the other party's in power, they got to go back and redistrict it. Why? Just lay a grid over the state, okay? And if you're in that square, you're in that district, plain and simple, you know? No. If you look at the maps they draw out, they make absolutely no sense other than manipulation.
Well, Rick, I'm looking at it a little bit differently. A grid over the state, not quite, but take whole counties into consideration.
Well, that's a grid, yeah.
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 Okay, well, I was thinking literally, I guess, squares.
Yeah, I guess the point I'm trying to make there is take away the manipulation to try to get certain segments of the population so you can sway the vote and make it more favorable to a certain party.
I'm not doing that.
Right, to get in their person elected. All right, well, we need to take a break and hear from our sponsors, and we'll come back and pick up where we left off.
Torque Transmission and Automotive Repair is the transmission physician in the New Bern area. If you're experiencing transmission problems, call Charles Grover at 252-637-2399 or stop by the shop on 17 South in New Bern. Torque can install a new or reconditioned transmission, or they can rebuild your transmission if that's what you prefer. See Torque for a variety of minor automotive repairs like brakes, tune-ups, and water pump. You can count on Torque Transmission and Automotive Repair.
Hey folks, here's a tip. When you think firearms and ammo, think East 70 Palm. They've been on Highway 70 east of New Bern across from the fairgrounds for 31 years. Drew Preston and his staff know firearms. Gun sales have tripled in under a year, and women shooters are the fastest growing part of their business. Their great inventory, over 300 guns in stock, changes daily. And if you want something they don't have, they'll look for it. New and used, rifles, shotguns, and pistols. Buy, sell, or trade. And they also have many holsters, scopes, and other gun accessories. Every member of the staff is deeply knowledgeable, and every one of them is an excellent shooter. So don't just come for the inventory. Come for the thoughtful advice. E70 Palm, your home for firearms, ammo, and answers. Highway 70 East, New Bern, across from the fairgrounds.
For news, commentary, and a different perspective, check out RightWingGranny.com. Hey, Granny's got it going on. See for yourself. Go to RightWingGranny.com.
Moore's Old Time Barbecue is slow cooked and smoked over hickory in the tradition of the Moore's family for over 70 years. Moore's also serves fried chicken, cooked to order seafood, and homemade side dishes. Open 7 days a week in New Bern, Winterville, Moorhead City, Swansboro, and Jacksonville. Moore's will cater and deliver anywhere you want your truly traditional barbecue and fixings delivered. And remember, if it's not Moore's, it's less.
You know how you feel when your hair looks great? Why not have that feeling regularly? You can if you let Kristen Toller be your secret weapon. Kristen is one half of the dynamic duo at Creative Hair by Patsy. They cut hair for both men and women, and they understand that one style does not fit all. Each person has some styles that look great, while others would be not so great. And as for the question to color or not to color, only you can answer that. But if you decide you want the lift a bit of color can add, you're in good hands with Kristen. She's great with color. So go ahead, give Kristen a call at 252-636-5741 and book an appointment. That's 636-5741. You know you want to do it.
Welcome back to CCTA Wake Up Call. Hal, you had some points to make on the redistricting.
Yeah, I think one of the reasons that they don't want to take the new census into consideration is there are a lot of conservative states, such as North Carolina. North Carolina had expected to gain, because we've gained in population, as many as two representatives in the House. And people leaving California, for example, and going over to Texas. Texas would probably gain some.
Yeah.
So that would throw the balance in the direction the people in power right now don't want it to go.
Right, because there's a mass exodus from the blue states into the red states, and that would shift it.
Yeah, fiscal conservatism and well-run governments, and that's about it.
Yep. Okay, well, a lot of interesting conversation and thoughts on those issues. And folks, like we were stating before, please go out and do your own research. The answers are out there. And study your history. And on that point, right now, we're doing a study of the 5,000-year leap, the 28 principles that were used to by our founding fathers to develop our founding documents. And that's held on Saturdays at 10 o'clock. And you can get more information about that on our website. You can contact us if you want to get in on that. It's a very interesting study, and it'll teach you a lot about the Constitution. Also, our public meetings, the third Tuesday of every month, is a good opportunity for you to come and meet other conservative minds and talk with them. Your state representatives are often there. Your local county officials are often there. And it's a good time to get together and hash out some of these things. We have special guests we invite from across the state and from around the world, actually. So please look at cctaxpayers.com. You'll find information on our monthly meetings there. Click on the donate button while you're there. And we look forward to being with you again next week with CCTA Wake Up Call.
People who learn to do something well and do it often get very good at it. Dr. Jay Singleton and his staff spend a lot of time removing cataracts, and they are good at it. Dr. Singleton has been doing a high volume of these procedures for 15 years. Let's face it, once we turn 50, the chances are we'll soon need cataract surgery. Fortunately, the Singleton Vision Center is conveniently located at 3515 Trent Road in New Bern, and the state-of-the-art Singleton Surgery Center is bringing costs down for patients and participating insurance companies. For dedication, experience, and convenience, you can trust the Singleton team. Dr. Jay Singleton and the Singleton Vision Center is conveniently located at 3515 Trent Road in New Bern.
Would you like to improve your overall health without the use of prescription drugs? Is stress causing you health concerns? Do you want more energy? We hope that you would like to experience optimum health the rest of your life. We offer a free nutritional consultation to the listeners of this radio program. Call the office of Gladys Sussell, wellness educator and nutritional consultant, at 252-728-2118 to make an appointment to start your journey to optimum health.
Since 1952, the North Carolina Fisheries Association has been working to ensure access for fishermen and consumers to enjoy fresh local seafood. The North Carolina Fisheries Association is for fair, science-based fisheries management for commercial and recreational fishermen. If you agree with this philosophy, become a member. For more information, log on to ncfish.org. For fresh North Carolina seafood, there's no better place than B&J Seafood, Highway 70 East in New Bern. For news, commentary, and a different perspective, check out rightwinggranny.com. Hey, Granny's got it going on. See for yourself. Go to rightwinggranny.com.
At Professional Auto Service, keeping vehicles in top form and running well isn't just their business. It's the passion of folks who work there. If baling wire and duct tape is good enough, don't go near them. But if you take pride in your vehicle and reliability is important, go to 2215 Country Club Road in New Bern and let Professional Auto take care of your vehicle. You'll be pleased. That's Professional Auto Service, Country Club Road, New Bern.
Just who are these people doing this CCTA program? They're people like you, a photographer, someone that ran their own business, someone retired from the military, just people in the community that love this country and have a desire to do their part to lower taxes and shrink government, to protect individual liberty, and to preserve the U.S. Constitution and free enterprise system. We welcome you to come out to a meeting. If you like what you see and hear, there's a place where you can contribute to the cause. To learn more, go to cctaxpayers.com. That's cctaxpayers.com. The group meets every third Tuesday at Stanley Hall Ballroom in downtown New Bern to enjoy a fantastic speaker and report on CCTA activity since the last meeting. If you've been disappointed with rising taxes and government intrusion, don't just complain. Join Coastal Carolina Taxpayers Association and make your voice heard.